Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's take a look now at a guy who's standing by to join us. He's got a broadcast of a game coming up. We talked about with a defending state champion, Cedar Grove, taking on Calvary Day. IJ Rosenberg is standing by. Let's check in with IJ. IJ, how you doing this evening?
Good, guys. How you doing? Big one tonight in Class 3A, Calvary Day, Cedar Grove. I don't know that you're going to get a much better matchup in the entire state than that. That's, of course, Cedar Grove 1 and Calvary Day 2. So you've got a 1-2 matchup. And this is what happens in the quarterfinals because of the way the Georgia High School Association does its seeds.
Yeah, Jay, I've had people tell me this all year, and I'm in full disclosure, haven't seen Calvary Day much, being that they're a long way from here. But many people have told me that if we'd have stayed with the old classification, that Calvary Day wasn't even going to play a close game in single-A private. They were so good that they were going to dominate that classification. And I assume you guys have seen a little bit about them. So what makes this team so special and something people ought to be tuning into to watch for tonight?
Well, I think it's – I mean, really – you know, Calvary Day and Cedar Grove, I mean, they've both got a handful of, you know, what I would consider Division One, you know, Major Five type players. You know, the Calvary Day quarterback, the junior is somebody that next year very well could be the top quarterback in the state. So, you know, filtered through these two programs, you just, you know, and it's not surprising, you know, I grew up playing at Lakeside in DeKalb County, and you know, of course, back then it was a much different county, but there's tremendous, tremendous talent in the county. And it just so happens that a lot of them, probably for a good reason, have ended up at Cedar Grove, who's really been dominant in 3A. I think they've won either four of the last five or four of the last six state championships. But they're going to have a tough time tonight. It's Calvary Day schools for real. They come up from Savannah. They're getting, you know, a lot of the better players from that area of the state, and I think that I think this has a chance to be a good football game.
Spending time with IJ Rosenberg is getting all set, counting up to the kickoff of the night's game there on Peachtree TV, Cedar Grove against Calvary Day. IJ, last week you guys had the Walton game with Buford.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thoughts about having that game and what people got a chance to witness last Friday night?
Well, they certainly witnessed the best football game that I've done in my 14 years here doing high school football games on television. I don't think really anybody gave Walton much of a chance. We had seen Walton play a really good Mill Creek team down to the last series of the game at Corky Kell, and we saw them one more time during the season. They had, you know, they had one real bad game. Not a great team defensively, but – exceptional on offense. And I really think what you saw last week at Buford was I think Buford overlooked them. I think that they, you know, figuring they're playing in the second round, didn't feel that Walton was going to be able to carry its own weight, you know, over there, because not many teams have been able to do that. And it was a mistake. They weren't prepared for onside kicks. They weren't prepared for a fake punt. And typically when that type stuff happens, it's usually focus or lack of. And I think that's what happened. And by the time we got to the third quarter, yes, last Friday night, the big, you know, Justice Haynes, I mean, one guy is not going to win you the game. It just doesn't happen anymore, no matter what level you're at. And he had a fantastic game, but he wasn't enough. He could not make up for the mistakes that Buford made on special teams. And, you know, the quarterback at Walton, he doesn't look like much. If you saw him in the locker room, I don't know if y'all have ever seen that famous photo of the Chiefs quarterback in the first Super Bowl.
Lynn Dawson.
Yeah, Lynn Dawson there leaning over at halftime in his uniform, smoking a cigarette. You look at him, you say, this guy's a football player. And I think they say, you know, if you take a look at the Walton quarterback, they say the same thing. But he just was fantastic, and he thread the needle a lot of times. And Walton came out with, you know, I mean, Sam, you have to go back an awful long way to find a bigger upset than that one.
Yeah. And does that just make Class 7A wide open now? Who do you look at as your possible favorite with Bill Buford gone? You know, Chris and I talked tonight about Colquitt County. Is Colquitt the team to beat right now? Or is it Mill Creek? Don't forget about Grayson and Milton. They're playing each other tonight. And Carrollton's kind of flying below the radar.
Carrollton and Walton.
Yeah.
I think maybe we probably, because of the way Buford started the season, we didn't remember the fact that they were playing in the highest classification for the first time ever. So I think that probably has something to do with it. I certainly think depth-wise it has something to do with it. Buford's not as big. You know, when you're talking about Mill Creek and Norcross and those type schools, you're talking about schools that have 110 to 115 varsity players. Buford doesn't have that. I don't know if it makes it wide open. I think what it makes it is it sort of goes back to the way it was. Carrollton is really the only team left that got bumped up like this. I don't know that they have the depth to last 3 weeks and win this thing. And it'll be certainly interesting to see how Walton reacts tonight after there. And I know they've been playing for about 30 minutes now. But, you know, 7A, if you had to pull out one team, you'd pull Mill Creek out. But, you know, Mill Creek's never proven before that they can win it all. So
that's going to be interesting.
We'll just, you know, we'll have to wait and see. And you know, who knows, Grayson, when Grayson is there and always alive, you can't forget about those guys.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see. You know, I'd say Region 1's usually really good, right, where Colquitt County plays.
Yeah.
But did you know Cedar Grove played Colquitt tougher than any other Region 1 team did?
Wow.
Cedar
Grove's really good. I think that Cedar Grove, you know, there are teams like Langston Hughes. I think if Langston Hughes was playing in 7A, they'd be the favorite this year. So it's hard to, you know, to really judge, you know, when you get to these county teams. You know, Cedar Grove, like I said, has been the place to go. And a lot of parents are moving into the area and their kids are going playing football at Cedar Grove. And that's because, you know, of all the DeKalb teams, you know, they're certainly the most successful and the most successful by a lot. But it should be a really interesting game tonight. I mean, I think Cedar Grove's got to be the favorite. But you just, when another team has the other team, like last week with Walton, when they have a special quarterback, that can really make a big difference for you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that the quarterback makes the difference more than any other position, obviously. And Jake Merklinger is his name, Sam. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be one of the next
guys.
Remember,
this is his debut. You know, like we had the Carrollton quarterback, the freshman. You know, we debuted his sort of TV game. This will be certainly a debut for Jake. And then, like I said, Rusty Mansell is my partner in a lot of this. And, of course, can be heard on the broadcast. He really likes this kid. He feels like this kid's got a lot of potential upward.
Yeah, they tell me this is the next guy. Like, you know, we've had several through Georgia.
Yeah, well, we got a bunch of them starting in the NFL. You know, the Falcons have faced Georgia guys the last 2 weeks. They're going to face one this week, face one last week, RJ.
Yeah, you know, guys, we've been talking about this for weeks, but isn't it really incredible the number of football players that come out of the state of Georgia and just, yeah, it's just, it's amazing. I mean, we go back, you know, we'll talk about this next week a little bit, our Georgia League Classic All-Star Games. We're in our 10th year. And we go back and look at these rosters and when these kids were freshmen and sophomores, because, you know, we're the only ones that go that low. And it's just amazing to see the kids and where they end up and then where they end up on Sundays. So like you said, I mean, it's cool to, you know, to see the Henneke kid. And, you know, I met that kid when he was with the Falcons, and he's just a tough player. He's just one of these kids that he's not a kid anymore, but when he was at Collins Hill, they were a pretty good team. They weren't great. But he's just one of these guys that lasts. And I just think that one of the reasons why a lot of Georgia kids make it into the NFL is because high school, it's not necessarily the teams and it's not necessarily the competition. I think I would have to put coaching first. I just think that coaching in the state of Georgia is so good. And that even goes down to some of the urban schools that might not have the 8 or 9 or 10 coaches. You know, South, we're over at Panthers.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Still tonight, of course. And, you know, this stadium's named after, you know, the great, great Southwest DeKalb coach. And when I used to go out and watch Southwest DeKalb a little bit, they'd have 3 or 4 coaches. And it would be hard for them to compete, say, against a Gwinnett school like a Mill Creek that might have 10 or 11. But those 3 or 4 guys were really good. And I take my hat off to the coaching in Georgia. And this is not anything new. This is something that goes way, way back. I can't tell you why. But it is. It's just that good in Georgia. And these kids, you know, are getting so much coaching now year round from just really good people. And that's why, you know, you see Taylor's a good example. I think he was coached well in high school. I think he was coached well in college. And he's one of these guys that's just hanging on in the NFL. And it's great to see him having success right now.
I can second that mm-hmm. I have plenty of friends that are college coaches, work with college coaches, a high school coach, and many of them will tell you that, for the most part, the kids coming out of Georgia are coming more prepared than a lot of the other states. So they're going to college more understanding of how to train, how to watch film, how to practice, how to do the things that maybe get some run off before they can even get good in their time in college. And I really think that probably produces more players than anything, is preparing them, because a lot of these teams playing tonight, including the ones IJ are watching, they're practicing like little colleges. So they're used to training and watching film and doing the things that we try to prepare guys to do that I'm not saying they don't everywhere else. I'm telling you, that's what people told me.
Yeah.
That our guy,
and I think you also, Coach, you also have to throw in the Georgia High School Association. I think when you've got a good governing body and it's very organized and, you know, you're playing the championships, you know, for many years, the semis and the championships at the Georgia Dome, and you'll be back to playing the championships next year at Mercedes-Benz. I also think that has a lot to do with it. So, you know, all the way from the top in Georgia, from the Georgia, you know, from Robin Hines all the way down, and a lot of the executive directors before him have done a really wonderful job. I think more probably than anything, just making sure that, you know, these schools can afford to do things and giving them, you know, not, you know, big thing. And I'll end it with this, but a lot of people don't understand that in other states like Alabama, each school has to write a huge check every year for catastrophic insurance. The GHSA pays for that here. So, you know, that gives probably a $7,500 head start to every school in the state. And that might not mean a whole lot to North Gwinnett or to North Cobb, but it certainly means a lot to, you know, to a lot of the other schools that don't, might not have the financial backing. So things work here well in Georgia. It's more than just one thing, but hats off to the coaches.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well said, IJ. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, getting us set for your game today with Cedar Grove. And we'll be looking to check in with you next week and see you have for us.
I'm watching this game tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a good
guys.
One, I'm telling you.
Y'all have a good show and a good weekend, okay?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.